It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. A new executive order from Governor Kathy Hochul aims to expand the state's ability to temporarily take weapons away from people considered a threat or in crisis. The suspected shooter in the racially motivated attack in Buffalo last month made threatening statements before the shooting, yet bought a gun in New York. A 2019 law already permits police, school officials, family members, and others to request a court order allowing authorities to seize weapons from someone threatening violence. The new directive expands that and mandates that state police file orders if they see a threat. Most localities had used that 2019 red flag law only sparingly, but Long Island, Suffolk County is an exception. Geraldine Hart is the former police commissioner there, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Good to be with you.
You helped direct the red flag law rollout in Suffolk County. What was your approach?
We really were very deliberate about establishing an outreach program so that we could address this with the community. We could introduce it to the community, let them know how to use it and how not to use it. We also involved our school officials, so our school superintendents in Suffolk County. We made sure that we were meeting with them and then really outreaching to our law enforcement partners, making sure that they were aware of this. So that was a big component of what we did, but also the training piece was important for us. So we brought in the officers and had them trained by an attorney, not just a one-time training, but let's have our attorneys that are in our legal unit be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so that if an officer is on the street faced with somebody that they feel is in a crisis situation, we can guide them.
As we said earlier, counties have been able to pass and use red flag laws since 2019. Why do you think your county used it more than your neighbors?
So I think by offering the support mechanisms that I talked about, I think we made it a little less intimidating so that they understood, you know, when you're facing a situation where there's an individual who is posing a threat to themselves or others, there is a tool for you to use.
Commissioner, Suffolk County is split pretty evenly between Republicans and Democrats. What's been the community's response to this program?
I mean, really, overall, I think people understand that, those individuals who are posing a threat shouldn't really be in possession of a weapon at that time, whether to buy it or possess it. How we view it is really like, let's hit pause on this. Let's get the attention on this situation that we need to, whether it's a young person who's struggling, perhaps with suicidal ideation, or perhaps they're speaking in social media forums inappropriately. Let's really kind of shine the light on this situation, temporarily address this, and then see if we can get that person the help that they need. So that's a really important piece. And I think people overall understood that, and it seemed to be very much supported.
Commissioner, what do you envision will change now for Suffolk County with the governor's new executive order in place?
Yeah, I think anytime that you expand the ability of petitioners to come forward, that's definitely a plus. School officials obviously can be a petitioner. Now the governor has expanded that to include healthcare individuals as well.
You mentioned that you thought that this law had made Suffolk County safer. Would you give us an example where this red flag law was used, where you think it benefited the community and it prevented something from happening?
There was an instance a couple of times in schools where students were speaking in behavior that was concerning, that they were going to bomb the school or shoot up the school. And the teachers, to their credit, brought that to the attention of the administration, and the administration came to us. And again, having that discussion, looking at the totality of the situation, and in a few instances, having families who are before the judge and the judge saying, listen, this is not acceptable behavior, something that you might think is a pastime. It's a very dangerous path. And really having the family reach out and get that help that young person needs was something that we saw a few times. There was another instance where an individual walked into a fast food restaurant and he was wearing all battle fatigues and ballistic armor. And obviously you can imagine the response of the patrons of that restaurant hiding under the tables and a sheer panic. So again, getting that person the help that they need and shining the spotlight on this and making sure that they don't have access to weapons during this critical time, we think was making everybody in Suffolk County safer.
Geraldine Hart is the Director of Public Safety at Hofstra University and a former commissioner of the Suffolk County Police Department. Commissioners, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much, and thank you for discussing this really critical topic.